fans, get ready for a deep dive on all 22 because the film don't lie. We know you guys are home digesting your turkey, getting ready for a big weekend of football. And for the Panthers, that includes a trip to NYC. Well, not quite, New Jersey. But anyway, to play the New York Jets. And let's talk about that coming up, guys, because, hey, we can talk about – I know it's one game at a time. I'm going to get you guys to break ranks as former players. But there is a game on the other side of this. But this Jets game, historically, when you have a big game, two games away, this game has to get your focus because you don't want to fall into that trap. I said it.
Well, yes, and the one thing, when you come off a bye week, you want to make sure that you're capitalizing on the rest and getting healed up. And so you've gotten extra time to focus on the Jets. So it makes it that much more important that you win that ball game. And I think that, you know, on the numbers and the outside, people are going to say, hey, you know, Carolina Panthers, they're hot. They're coming off a bye week. They should just really trounce in this game. And those are those games that you can get trapped into because you think that, hey, we'll walk in here. Our best is good enough. But even if we have some hiccups, we can still win this ball game. So I think that you got a veteran quarterback from the Jets, Josh McCown. You know, he spent some time here, good guy, but he's seen a lot of defenses, and he'll take what you give him. And so I think that with him back there, and even though the Jets might be kind of in shambles or in rebuilding year, you can't – I see. I always say, you know, one of those wounded snakes or a wounded animal are sometimes the ones that you want to fear the most because they can strike at any time. And so I think that that's one key thing is don't take this game for granted.
No, and you can't because although their record is 4-6, you look at the opponents they played and how close they've been in a lot of these ball games, there's not a lot of blowouts on that schedule. And so they're very competitive. And, you know, the fact that you got to go up there to play, it's going to be a tough environment. So this is one game you cannot overlook. And I think this team does have enough experience to know that every game's important. This one is the most important because it's the one coming up next. And then going with the bye week, it couldn't have come at a better time because these things late in the season, I don't care what people kind of rationalize with some other things like, oh, earlier is better because you get some soreness from camp out of you or things like that. It really is, man, you've made it through a tough stretch. The longest stretch you're going to have in this season as you get through 10 games. Now you get a break before you hit that last six. I mean, that light at the end of the tunnel is right there as a chance to focus, most importantly, get rested and healed. And I think that they're going to approach this Jets game as just another stepping stone.
Things I look at games like this, not necessarily for the psychological drama that may occur when you have the so-called trap game. But here again, you're playing a team that you don't play every year. And there's always that feeling out process. How important do you guys think in a game like this against a team that you don't know, a team that's really, you know, where the Panthers were early in the year trying to find themselves and get their footing, is it to jump on them early and make sure that they don't gain confidence, especially there at home?
I think it's very important. I think, you know, in the locker room as players, we think, okay, we should beat this team. Well, you got to go out there and prove it because they're not just going to lay down and give it to you. You got to really take it. I think another key thing coming out of this bye week is, you know, how is Greg Olsen, you know, start to play into your thought process, and then also losing one of your young receivers that really, to me, had his best game against the Dolphins and really showed, okay, it's okay to maybe let Benjamin go. All right, this guy that we drafted is now stepping up, and now all of a sudden, best game, and we lose him. So there's going to be some shuffling going on from the offensive weapons category. So how can you jump on that, get guys going? To me, in my opinion, is focusing on the run and making sure you get the run game going. Yeah. When you can focus on the run, you set the tone, everything else will fall in place. And that takes a lot of pressure off a lot of people when you can run the ball.
Yeah, and, Ruck, you're talking about Curtis Samuel, the rookie out of Ohio State, and talking to Coach Ron Rivera. I mean, so heartbreaking for the young man because, you know, he had some issues in camp, had some injury problems in camp, and he was just getting to the point where he was showing what he could do. And one of the things that he showed against the Dolphins was everybody talks about this speed vertically, But one of the things that he showed in that game that it'll bode well for this offense going down the stretch is the horizontal stretch. And here's what I mean. When you have a speed guy, yes, he can get 10, 20 yards across down the field quickly. But when he has that same type of speed working laterally, he can flip the field for you. He comes underneath on a drive route or a shallow cross. And now you've gone from a one receiver side to a two receiver side, and the defense has to count for that. We saw that in that Dolphins game before he got injured. And now someone else will have to step up. A lot of other guys in the offing, you know, that can do that, Clay and also Bird, depending on his progress over the next week or so.
Well, I'll add, you know, along that realm with the offense, you know, this Jets team, from their perspective, has to look at this as, wow, they've played three of us in the AFC East, and they've beaten all three. The Panthers, the Bills beat them. They beat the Patriots. They beat the Dolphins. All right? This is a squad that's got to have some self-doubt out there that can we take care of Cam Newton and all these weapons on offense. And they just saw Cam Newton and Jonathan Stewart, Christian McCaffrey, Funchess all have one of the best offensive performances they've had all season. And I know losing Curtis Samuel is tough there, but it just gives more opportunity for Russell Shepard and, like you said, Kalen Clay. I think those guys getting some more reps and getting comfortable, they'll be able to keep this thing going. And if you do, like Mike says, get on them early, I think it's a game that they can easily win.
Well, stay right there, Ruck, because we'll get you to put on your defensive coordinator hat. If you are Todd Bowles in that group, who do you stop in this Panthers offense?
It's going to be
that's
hard.
That's the answer right there.
That's the million-dollar question. I mean, if I'm the Jets, you know, I think that, like you said, it all starts with Cam and trying to control him in some way. I think once he gets rolling, as we've seen in the last couple of weeks, when he's running, this team's energy level is so high. So, I'm going to try to stop him and eliminate some of the option of him being able to take the ball and trying to keep it in one person's hands would be your best bet. But, obviously everybody's trying to do that, and the Dolphins didn't do a good job. The Falcons didn't do a good job. So good luck.
Okay, stay right there, because now, look, it's almost like a chopping up session with coaches, because the last one with the marker. Okay, as an offensive coordinator, for, you know, how do you stress this Jets defense? We talked about vertical, horizontal. Where are you going in this matchup?
Well, I'm going to tell you, you don't need to look downfield. You don't need to look to the flats to keep stress on the Jets. That O-line, keep playing like it's playing. And those tight ends, the way they're blocking. I think if, you look back at that Dolphins game, even some of the guys that are backups are role players. And I'm talking specifically right now to Chris Manhertz. That kid had a really good game. He quietly had a great game. And listen, there was one play where they brought in extra tight end. He's on the front side of a play, and he throws an absolutely critical block because he gets a nice little chip on the defensive end to help out Ed Dixon.
Oh, yeah.
Gets him going, gets him in the right direction so he can get position. Comes off perfectly right onto the linebacker, squares him up, and that running back just shoots right through there. It's a beautiful run. So when you get that offensive line playing like they are, they're protecting the quarterback, one sack in the last three games. Plus now you're adding that push, getting that push. And there's some pretty big defensive tackles for the Dolphins. And now they've put on film that, you know, they're a nasty physical bunch. They're starting to round into shape. I think for the Jets, it's that's the stress is right there at the line of scrimmage. Forget area zones, players to watch, Cam, Christian McCaffrey. We better stress out this offensive line and make their day really tough, or it doesn't matter what the weapons are downfield, Cam's going to kill us.
Oh, yeah. I liked the pregame back and forth between offense and defense. That's what I was trying to get you guys into. Maybe next week we'll bring in a whiteboard and markers and we'll go at it.
I like that.
Yeah, because that's the way it's done. Football to me is the ultimate chess game. I love playing chess, so it's good to get into that. Well, guys we could go on for an hour with that, but I don't know about you guys, but I love leftovers.
Oh, yeah.
So I have got, look, what I like to do with my leftovers, I like to mix everything up, the stuffing. You know, I'm actually having turkey. Remember, that's air meat.
Yeah.
So I can have turkey this year.
and mix it all up, add cranberries, everything, all in a big bowl. That's what I'm going to have today. So
let me tell you what I do. All right. We have a fantastic turkey dinner with all the trappings, I mean, all the fixings, all that stuff, right? And then my wife makes this sweet potato casserole. Everybody makes thing. But, oh, man, she throws the extra butter and toppings and all the sugar on top.
Okay.
And to me, like, I have my full meal, maybe get seconds, and then I go to what I call pre-dessert. And that's a whole plate of that casserole because it's so sweet. Like, it doesn't blend for me the rest of the meal.
Right.
That's my pre-dessert. And then I can get to my dessert portion of the thing. And that's just my routine. I got to have that, and then it's probably some football and taking a nap.
But day two, right? Right, Ron?
I think you guys got it wrong. All wrong. I start with the dessert first, right? Mm-hmm. I go straight for the touchdown right now. I'm going for the desserts first, and then whatever I have left over, then I'll jump into the turkey. And the stuffing. Desserts first.
I'm a sweets guy. I can't. Me and him, man.
Look at this guy.
You know, I like this guy.
There you go.
Hey.
There you go. Great minds think alike.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, guys, Panther fans, hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Get ready for some football. Oh, that was 2 weeks ago. But get ready for some football. Sunday is the Panthers take on the Jets. And remember, Panther fans, if it happens between the lines, we will talk about it here on All 22 because
the film don't lie.
We'll see you next time.